Nozzi, Yerushalmi, cross line to Nozzi Bavli, Daf Lamed Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf of Vov and Medabas on the 8th line, Shefer She'asar Nevela. Shefer She'asar Nevela, Yasa Ba'avarte, Rabbi Yasa V'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Ispalgun, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon Nokish, Rabbi Yechon Oimer, Chayev Shtaim, Rabbi Shimon Nokish, Amma Eina Chayev El Achas. Shefer became a Nevela, Rabbi Yasa, the grandson of Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish disagreed about this. Rabbi Yochanan said he's liable twice, and Rabbi Shlokish said he's liable only once. Amar Beloza, Rabbi Yosi, Kaim Rabbi Yosi, Adam Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, Mechon Nefesh Rabbi Perichal, Kol Mevela, Master Malema, Utrefer. We bring support for Rabbi Yochanan. Beloza, Rabbi Yosi, said to Rabbi Yosi, from Abaisa, the Pasuk says, and any soul who shall eat or any nevela. Why does it say utrefa and a trefa? And trefa, chayev alakvan nema nevela. If the trefa is alive and he ate meat that he detached from it, it says nevela and this is a nevela. In trefa mesa, have you bechal nevela? And if the trefa died, it's included in nevela. Yema nevelahi. Now, according to Rish Lakish, one is liable only once for nevela. If so, why does the advisor say it's included in nevela? It should say it is nevela. Rather, it is trefa, and it's also included in nevela. We have all Shem Rabbi Yosi Bechanina. Should say Kaimei Rabbi Yochanan. V'loi should say Tishakzu es nafshei seichem nevehema abraif v'haloi enechal natame el shmona shvatzim bavad. We have all quoting Rabbi Yosi Bechanina said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chaf Pasuk Chaf Hey, you cannot make yourselves disgusting to an animal or bird. And then the Pasuk continues, and any creature which crawls on the earth that I have distinguished you to render Tame. Aren't the 8 shots listed in the Torah the only ones that are Tame? Is it permitted to eat the others? Ela Kashio Tum Oisehem Kachu Shia Achilasam. Rabbah answered that the Pasuk does not say that the Issa Achila depends on Tumah, rather like the Shia of their Tumah, serves the size of eating to be liable. Peter Rabbah Laza, Hai Evoi Behema, Tahirim, Metam Koshehen Vachilasam Kazayas. Rabbah Laza asked that Eva Menachai, the Tara animal of any size, is Metameh, but the Shia for liability of eating is Kazayas. The Kibla and Rabbah Laza accepted this. Mao the Kibla, Kenish Dama Baal Dina Kibla. What does it mean he accepted this? Is it like one whose opponent said a claim and he took it, he wasn't concerned to answer him? Now, the following teaching shows why that is. Here, Bab Abba Amal, she said, Teichlu, Ponavela, Hatera, Hish, Hashras, Kalachilois, Shiratera, Ka'achas. Here, Bab Abba said, the Pasuk says, Lois, Teichlu, Ponavela. The Torah equated all consumptions in the Torah like one, if any species of share is always the same. He says, we chanina, how ish meina shvatsim metamim lechadosha, achilasan kezayis, ben adam ben labasa, she say, menachai. The chanina asks the answer of Yosef and chanina, the 8 shvatsim, when dead, the shear of their tumor is adosha, like a lentil, and the shear of their eating it, to be liable, is a kezayis, both for blood and for meat, from a high. Rishmol ba sisvati boy, Me'ata, ha'ichol ev menachai, menatahirim, mi'chai eshtayim, mishum le'seichu kon nevela, mishum le'seichu ha'nefesh, imba ha'basa. Mishmol ba'asusati asked the question. The Gaisa that Rulava Piriyasi brought earlier to support Rabbi Yochanan said that if one to catch meat to a live trefa and ate it, he's liable for nevela. If so, one who eats ev menachai of Tahor's species should be liable twice, due to the pasuk le'seichu kon nevela and And the second question, if so, one who eats a menachai of tameim should be liable 3 times, due to loseichel chamavela, and veloseichel hanefesh im avasa, and mi besaram loseichlu. Do we challenge through applying a law of Tahum against the name? The answer was, did Rabbi Eliezer not challenge Tahirim against Tameim? Rabbi Oshem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Ochal hei namalim ka achas, she say, Hasa'a echad, chayav al kol achas va'achas mishim biria. Rabbi Oshem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina said, if one ate five ants at once, in one Hasa'a, one morning, is liable for each one, due to biria that each one is in separate creation. Rasasam v'ochal in echay v'la'achas, if he crushed them and ate them, he's liable only once, and that's if they are a kazayas in total. If he ate from the pieces of a kazayas, he is liable. If he ate from the pieces of a kazayas and a whole ant, he is liable twice. In kinya ocham in a resusim, pochos in a kazayas, the hishnaim in a rala, chayav shtayim. If so, if he ate from the pieces less than a kazayas and the whole ant completed the shear of a kazayas, he is liable twice. In kini ochan amala, sheish bo kazayis chayv shtayim. If so, if he ate a whole ant that has a kazayis, he's liable twice. Af bit tzirufei nazir, kain ochan minat tzirufim v'yesh behem kazayis chayv. Also joining is very nazir, it's this way. If he ate matters from vines that join and they are kazayis, he's liable. Ochan minat tzirufim kazayis manava chayv shtayim. If he ate a kazayis from matters that join and a whole grape, he's liable twice. In kini ochan anova sheish bo kazayis chayv shtayim. So if he ate a whole grape that has a kazayis, he is liable twice. Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kol esuim mitzdavim nalapis aleihem kazayis ulemala chayv shtayim. Yavo quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that all esuim, which the shear is a kazayis, they join to be lashed to them due to leisechol kol teiva. If one ate a kazayis of issa and an end, he's liable twice. You know, in kini ocham in esuim, ochas mekazayas, the hishna in namala, chayav shtayim. If so, if he ate less than a kazayas of any esuim, and an ant completed the shear of a kazayas, he's liable twice. If you say, no, yavo, b'shem of yochanan, ole issa, masharin oisa ki'ilu, babad fell, kiyug, b'kaflet. Yavo, quoting of yochanan, said that for issa that fell into heta, the min b'minai, of its own type, we're stringent, and we estimate as if an onion or leek the size of an issa fell into the heta, if it would give taste, and the mixture forbidden. This is like Rabbi Yosi ben quoting from Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina to say that nevela that became bottle in shechuta, it's tumas maga through touching his bottle and deraisa. We hold that medaraisa mimimino is bottle, unlike Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said that all noisene tam, which means esuim that give taste to heta, if one is not lashed for them unless he tastes the actual issa itself. Okay, well, Yosef asked Rabbi Yochanan that meat and milk, he doesn't taste the actual issa, and you say that he's lashed. The Kibla and Rabbi Yochanan accepted this. Va'ama Rabbi Bun Bachir claimed Rabbi Zera, my the Kibla, ki inesh ta'ama baldine kable. And Rabbi Bun Bachir said in front of Rabbi Zera that what does it mean he accepted this? It's like one whose opponent said a claim and he took it, and he was not concerned to answer it because meat and milk is a chiddush. One's not lashed for them except for a noisene tam of nazir. He didn't explain this, so Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Abba Bar Mama argue about what he meant and resolve it with Rabbi Abba's teaching earlier. Rabbi Zera, kol noisene tam ein leken aleihem ad chi yitzayim tam masha shel issa v'nazir afilo tam tam masha shel issa. And Rabbi Zera explains that all noisene tam, one is not lashed for them unless he tastes the actual issa itself. The nazir is lashed even if he does not taste the actual issa itself. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mama, kol noisene tamim ein issa hevehetim v'stafim v'nazir issa hevehetim v'stafim. Rabbi Abba Mama gave a second explanation. All noisene tam, issa and heta don't join to a shear to be liable. The nazir issa and heta join. Masnisa Messiah Ladein, Masnisa Messiah Ladein. Abaisa supports this one, Rabbi Zera. The advice supports that one, which is the Abba Mamal. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zera. Kazayas yain shenofla kadeiru v'achar emena kazayas potra ad sheyechol kula. The proof of zeru is, for this price, if a kazayas of wine fell into a pot and he ate a kazayas on the food inside, he's exempt until he eats all of it, because then he's consumed the entire kazayas of wine. As that to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, ken sheachar emena kazayas yechayev. I want to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, once he ate a kazayas of it, he's liable because the heter drains to the issa. Nasnisa Messiah will be Abba Bar Mamal, the Mashma Shinema, Homishus Anovim La Yishte, Anovim Lachem Yavishim La Yechol, Vichi Ma Hini Hakosel Shilay Omer. We bring support for Abba Bar Mamal from a different Baisa. The Baisa asked, since it says, and for anything infused with grapes he shall not drink, and grapes which are moist or dry he shall not eat, what did the Torah admit that it needed to say Bechol Mishras Anovim, anything infused with grapes? Ela lefisha ne'ma mikol asher ya'aseh megefen ha'yayin mechatzon v'adzag ha'yechol uksiv miyan v'sheicha yozir matam olem v'chol mishras anovim v'yishte ela shem shor anovim b'mayim v'shor pitoi b'hu v'yesh b'hem kedei lepsarech kezayis chayev. Answer is rather because it says from anything that comes from the grapevine, from the seeds to the skins, he shall not eat. And the pasuk says from wine and from alcoholic beverage, he will be a nazir. Why does it say, and from anything infused with grapes, he shall not drink? It's teaching that if he soaked grapes in water or soaked his bread in wine, and there's enough to join to a kazayas, the water and one is absorbed, or the bread and one is absorbed, then he is liable. He cannot have done the holy suim to the Torah. From here you learn to all the similar Torah, what comes from the vine, it's not a permanent issa, it's permitted after you finish the mezuzah, and if not the issa hanor, and there's a heter after the issa, that's even during his term of the mezuzah, and that's through the heter of the chacham, and tam ge'ika means what absorbs the taste of the issa is forbidden like the issa itself. Permanent, it's an issa hanor, and there's no heter after this issa. Well, also, we should say that ta'am ke'ika. And here, Chacham learned to all meisni ta'am that they are forbidden. It's difficult for Bezerah, who says that everywhere else one's liable only if he tastes the actual issa itself, and here, by Nazir, even if he did not taste it.